Before we end this session, I want to say that despite the fact that small forest fragments lose a lot of their biodiversity, they still have value, in my opinion. Conservation is plagued by lack of funding and resources, and some conservationists say that when tough choices have to be made, we may just have to write off the smaller areas of habitat and focus our efforts on saving the last big patches. Well, there's certainly some validity to this argument, but I'd like to list several reasons why I think it's important to protect that back 40 or that county park, even though it's small and might no longer contain the full complement of species. So here are my reasons. First of all, a small fragment may be the only forest left in an area. So it could retain at least the common species that would completely disappear if there were no habitat at all. Retaining in that regard some level of mesodiversity. So if you look at the graph on the bottom, I'm trying to explain this, on a landscape with lots of different habitats, lots of, as you simplify the habitat, and it becomes more homogeneous, species diversity declines. So if you can retain on the landscape some small or intermediate level of heterogeneity, some forest patches mixed with some wetland patches, some agriculture and other parks, you can still retain a certain level of diversity, mesodiversity. You're going to lose the rare, you know, super sensitive species, but you won't just have the weeds and the really common ones. You'll have a few of the more resistant, more resilient species remaining. So I think keeping small fragments on a landscape allows you to retain more diversity than if you just eliminated all of the habitat. Also, small fragments can act as stepping stones for migratory species, species that are moving from one large area of habitat they rely on in one season to another large area of habitat they rely on in another. They need to stop to feed, rest, etc. This is really the case, for example, of shorebirds that migrate along the eastern coast of the United States. They stop in all sorts of coastal parks and protected areas in order to feed. And without those, they may not be able to make that migration. Small fragments can serve as refuges for species that are nocturnal. So owls, for example, will perch in trees in forested areas, even if those forested areas are pretty small. And at night, they'll fly out over agricultural areas and cities looking for prey. But they need those refuges during the daytime to sleep. Small fragments can also protect waterways, narrow riparian strips or small, you know, 50-yard wide strips around ponds can really protect the quality, or lakes for that matter, can really protect the quality of the water. And so they have value there. And they can also provide a habitat for pollinators. In Costa Rica, it was shown that coffee grown near forest fragments had better yield because it was pollinated more readily. Those pollinators were bees that were living in the forest in hives up in trees, and they came out into the coffee plantations and fertilized the coffee flowers. And so yield was higher near fragments than far from fragments. So that's tangible economic value. Excuse me. And then also small fragments can have the value of being a source of natural resources, firewood, hunting, game, and things that people need, including recreational opportunities and education.